Outcome 3.7 says, purposefully use technology and social media for ministry. Our Bible reading is 1 Corinthians 9:20 to 23. As I began preparing this outcome, my mind immediately turned to that passage which says, to the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Paul was so convinced that he had to share the gospel that he was willing to do whatever it took to do so. We live in an age where social media and technology play more and more of a role. As I write this, I read on the internet that the current number of mobile phone users is 7.33 billion, making up 90.93% of the world's population. The same website says that, according to GSMA, real-time intelligence data today, there are 7.33 billion people that have a mobile device in the world. This means that 90.93% of the world's population has a mobile device. Back in 2017, the number of people with mobile devices was only 53% and breached the 5 million mark. WhatsApp has become one of the most important platforms. It has 2.24 billion active users in 180 countries. More than 1 billion people use WhatsApp daily, and more than 100 billion messages are sent through WhatsApp each day. Facebook is probably the most popular social media platform. According to the latest data released by parent company Meta, as of the third quarter of 2023, the number of Facebook users worldwide is 3.05 billion. The total number of people who use YouTube monthly is 2.5 billion. Incredibly, 300 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute, and almost 5 billion videos are watched there every day. X, or Twitter, boasts 353 million monthly active users as of 2023. 500 million tweets are sent out every day. Instagram has approximately 2 billion monthly users, while LinkedIn has 930 million users in 200 countries. There are several other social media platforms, but the statistics above should leave you in no doubt that social media plays an incredible role in the way we live and communicate. It should also tell you that pastoral leaders and their churches simply must use social media to enhance their ministry and its reach. In an article entitled 15 Reasons Your Church Should Focus on Social Media Ministry, the unnamed author suggests that, amongst other things, social media can help you 1. Educate, 2. Disciple, 3. Build a community, 4. Make ministry announcements, 5. Receive donations. For example, Facebook already has a built-in donate button for nonprofits. 6. Minister to people when they travel. For example, you can live stream your services. 7. Minister to people who cannot travel. The coronavirus pandemic forced people to stay at home, which forced many churches to broadcast their services, for example, via Facebook or YouTube. Or send out devotions, for example, via WhatsApp. It can strengthen internal communication, enable you to get feedback, and convey your ministry vision. I would add that you can create prayer groups, Bible study groups, and so on. Naturally, it's also important to advertise your church so that new people in the area who are looking for a church can find you. If you have a website or Facebook account for your church, that is the ideal place. It can even be marked on Google Maps so that it's easy for strangers to find you. The article Ministry and Social Media, 5 Tools, 5 Minutes Each, provides 5 things you can do in less than 5 minutes to increase your social media presence. 1. Blog. Post your sermons or lesson notes. For many people, the most difficult part of blogging is the writing, but you already doing that when you write your lessons or your notes, your outlines or your sermon. If you don't have a blog, it's very easy to start one for free with any number of websites. Try WordPress.com or Blogger.com. The initial setup will take a little bit of time, but after that, you should be able to cut and paste your existing sermons or lesson notes in just a few minutes. Do that once a week, and all of a sudden, you'll be able to direct people to your material regardless of where they are. Secondly, X, formerly Twitter. Tweet a short prayer every day. You can tweet your daily devotions or prayers. If you don't have an X account, it's very easy to set up. Go to x.com and follow the simple instructions. Thirdly, YouTube. Record your lessons or sermons. Someone in your congregation can use their cell phone to record the lesson or sermon, and then they or you can upload it to YouTube. 4. Facebook. Include a recap. The author suggests you take 5 minutes each morning to recap the previous day's events. Instead of just telling your audience what is coming, tell them how it went. You can mention the book that the Bible study is reading and what they thought about it. An occasional recap will go a long way to show your people what is happening in your church and encourage them to join you in a future event. 5. The multiplier. Finally, when you update the blog or upload a video, link it from Facebook or Twitter. Announcing an update takes seconds and can give you presence across multiple channels. According to the author, using these 5 tips can help your ministry enhance its social media reach in 5 minutes a day. Pick one platform and try it. You'll be surprised at how easily you can work it into your daily schedule. Conclusion. As we draw this outcome to its conclusion, remember that just a few years ago, there was no internet, there were no emails, and no social media platforms. The invention of these things has greatly enhanced our capacity to spread the gospel, to reach our communities and improve communication with our members. Let us grab these opportunities with both hands and use them for the growth of the kingdom. Dear facilitator, this outcome asks students to use technology for ministry and social media. You will need to set them a task which leads them to actually do that, while at the same time enabling you to assess them.